Hello and welcome in to Live Men's Soccer here at Dominican University as the Penguins are taking on the Heel Haulers at Calmaritime Academy. It's the 0-3 Maritime Academy versus the 4-1 Dominican Penguins. The Penguins off to their hottest start since 1996, where they started 5-1. They're going to try and equal that today as they take on the Heel Haulers. Starting lineup for today's game go as such. For the Heel Haulers, it'll be number 2, Brian Edmiston. Number 3, Alex Sikulski. Number 5, Patrick Wehan. Number 6, Silas Collentine. Number 7, Dan Miller. Number 8, Jeff Squire. Number 10, Marshall Fox. Number 14, Zach Hayes. Number 16, Ben Tamone. Number 17, Alex Martinez. Number 19, Nathan Hawley. He's the goalkeeper for today's game. And number 20, Juan Melendez. For Dominican, it will be Eric Anderson in goal. And in front of him will be number 2, Swap Musiana. Number 3, Colby Mitnick. Number 5, Sam Vela. Number 6, Danny Manfred. Number 8, David Mendez. Number 10, Pedro Guevara. Number 14, Drake Albi. Number 16, Dale Howard. Number 17, Yorgo Letsos. Number 19, Carl Fitzgerald. And number 20, Ryan Schilling. As we are underway now from Dominican University, is Maritime is in control of the ball. Starting today, beautiful Saturday afternoon as Maritime starting to advance it into the midfield of Dominican. Dominican 4-1, looking to tie the best start at 5-1. That happened in 1996. Today, an out-of-conference game against the Heel Haulers of Maritime Academy before they open up conference play with a game against Holy Names, and it's Holy Names' debut in the PacWest Conference. It's not their conference debut. They played a conference game before then, but it will be the first time playing against Dominican in conference. Just underway here as Maritime is taken down and the foul will be called on Dominican and number 23, Corey Vanderpool. So it'll be free kick Maritime's way. Eric Anderson, the sophomore goalkeeper, directing traffic. He got the start today. He and senior Casey Gibson switch off as the free kick is flicked into the middle. Headed out of play by Squire on Maritime, and it'll be a goal kick for Dominican. Dominican, of course, led by coach Jonathan Delano in his fourth season. He's helped by Phil Bilecki-Gard, also in his fourth season, and Shane Kennedy in his first season as goalkeeper coach. Also former player Brian Bianucci is the team manager in his first season in this capacity. Is Mitnick now working down in the box, tries to get a cross in, a nice save there by Maritime with the slide to get it out of there, and they'll be working back towards midfield. So Mitnick was able to get into the box early, but didn't have anywhere to go with it, lost control. But early, Dominican is working on a goal. They've been scoring a lot of goals early in games. Of course, last time they lost was against Azusa Pacific. They got shut out 5-0. That was more of a blip than a trend, as they are usually off to fast starts and take early leads. Maritime comes in this game 0-3, and of course, they are no doormat of a team, as they're going to battle hard. As the cross is put in by Edmiston, but knocked away by Cordova for Dominican. As Mendez has the ball, leads Mitnick down the right side. He's going to be in the corner with a little room to operate. He's looking for a cross in. He'll just play it back to Swap. Swap's going to look for a cross of his own. He's going to get it in there. There's Pedro with the shot and a block. And a nice play by Nathan Hawley, the freshman goalkeeper out of San Diego, California, for the Heel Haulers, as it went out of play for a corner kick. But nice work there. Mendez, Mitnick, Musiana, and Guevara. As the corner is short, as Guevara gets it and gives it right back to Musiana, who's then taken out, and apparently no foul call as Maritime had stopped, and now they start again. It's Maritime controlling in the middle, but then a sloppy pass is taken away by Vanderpool, but possession taken back by Maritime. Evan Cordova with the defense lets a player slip past him. Shot on goal, and Aaron Anderson down on the ground to save that shot that was taken by Marshall Feist, the junior out of San Diego, California, for Maritime. And Anderson controls it easily and sends Guevara on his way. Dominican controlling it midfield here as Vela gives it off to Jordan Rode. Ball taken by Maritime, but nobody really advancing past midfield here. Mitnick tries to apply a little backfield pressure, but he's unable to do so. And then Pedro Guevara comes in and takes the ball himself. So, Dominican ball midfield. There's 5 minutes in here as Swap is sent down the left side, gives it back to Mendez. Mendez finds Guevara. Let's see what Guevara has in store. Gets past one defender, gets past two, tries to get past the third, tripped up, but a clean play, says the official. And the ball's back to Maritime. So Guevara was able to get past two, and the third one got him by a shoelace, and I mean that literally. So it's Maritime ball now. They're trying to attack, but this Dominican defense is just stifling them so far in this one. As Captain Sam Vela gets the ball, and Dominican will control at midfield. You are listening to men's soccer, Dominican University against Cal Maritime. Right here on radio.dominican.edu, I am Brian Sanchez, filling in for the voice of Penguin Soccer, Jordan Smith, who is on assignment today. As Maritime controlling the ball in midfield. As Mitnick's applying the pressure, so is Vela, but Maritime is able to keep it, but they're not able to advance it. They're playing on their own third, is Maritime. And Mitnick is working hard on the right side to try and take that ball. Pass out to the sideline, and Melendez is unable to handle it for Maritime. It goes out of play. Dominican ball. The throw-in is taken by Mendez. Here comes Mitnick, right side. Gets past one, not a second, but here's a shot from Mendez. Just wide left as he went low in a cross cage. Holly was there. If it was on target, there's a good chance Hollywood had a play on it. But it goes out of bounds without being touched, so it will be a goal kick. 7 minutes in now. Two shots apiece and one save apiece for each of these teams. As Holly's going to go ahead and boot the goal kick. Right in the middle, Sam Vela, a little loose with the touch and gives it back to Maritime and Melendez. Melendez has it taken from him. That's Corey Vanderpool on the play. Sends Mitnick down the right side. Mitnick to Mendez, looking for help. He's not finding it. Now he gets it back to Mitnick on the right side. Mitnick trying to work his way in, but Maritime compresses their defense, tries to keep Dominican out of the middle. Davi Mendez gets it on the side, and that one's just booted out of bounds by Edmiston down onto Bell Avenue behind us here. And it'll be Dominican ball on the throw-in down in the attacking third. Throw goes to Mendez. He's in the corner with room to operate. Gets a cross in, looking for a head, not going to find it as the cross sails out of play. Not just out of bounds, but out of play. So another goal kick. Mendez was looking for Swap at the back of the box, it looked like there. Swap Mushiana, the transfer from Fremont, California, went to American High School, coming over from UC Riverside. Goal kicks away from Holly. It's controlled in the middle by Maritime, and they're going to make a little run here. It's going to be Squire feeding Melendez, who's all over the place for Maritime, but he's not able to get past Vela and Rode with some great defense back there for the Penguins. Here's Mitnick, who spends so much time on the ball. Guevara, only the second touch we've seen from him to this point. As a long lead pass sends Nuri Bonacosta down the left side, tries to work a cross in, and it's knocked away. Up in the air and headed by Pedro Guevara right at the goalkeeper, Nathan Holly, who has no problem with it. Just picks it up and gets ready to send Maritime back the other way. The long kick is a sloppy one as it's right to Jordan Road. Road feeds Vela back to Road, and here goes Dominican again. Play by Mitnick to Road, kicked out of bounds by Melendez of Maritime, so it'll be Dominican throw-in to David Mendez. Mendez just plays it back into the middle, and Musiana plays it back behind midfield. Here comes Vela to Mendez to Mitnick. Something may be on here. Lead pass a little strong. Mitnick able to get there. Low cross in, kicked out by Edmiston, the sophomore defender, and it looks like it's going to be for a corner kick. So Dominican still advancing the ball, still attacking. They're going to pull eight forward, it looks like. Corner kick's going to be taken by Guevara. You see Vanderpool and Mendez together in the middle. We'll see what they have going here. As Guevara readies the kick, here's the cross. It's a low one and defended easily by Maritime as Melendez came up with it. Gave it to Squire. Squire boots it to midfield where Sam Vela has it. Long lead pass down the left side looking for Musiana. Finds him controlling in the box, but taken away there by Maritime on some nice defense by Aaron Huff, the senior defender out of Campbell, California. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be a Dominican throw-in. 10 minutes into the game now. Still scoreless. As Mendez receives the throw. Little three-man triangle game between Musiana, Mendez, and Cordova on the left side. Cross all the way back to the near side of the field. Jordan Road controlling. Finds Guevara in the middle. We'll see what he has here. Mendez tries to work a give-and-go with Guevara, but taken away by Maritime. We'll see if Maritime can sustain a drive here, and they cannot, as immediately the ball is taken by Road. Back to Vanderpool, gives it to Road, who's going to try and advance. Finds Musiana in the middle. And the ball finds its way back to Road. Road, right side, room to operate. Cross into the middle, looking for Bonacosta. Finds his head, but doesn't get much on it as it's controlled in the middle by Maritime. Kick out of bounds, heading right for us here in the booth as I make a nice play on it and throw it back in. Road with the throw to Vanderpool, and Dominican is dominating the possession early here as it seems like all the chances are coming the feet of the Penguins. Cordova tries to pass one through, gets it taken away, but Musiana takes it right back. Every time Maritime touches the ball, it seems to stay with them for mere seconds before the Penguins take it right back. Musiana, operating in the middle, finds Road down the right side. Mendez plays it back to Musiana. It's been three shots taken for Dominican. Two shots taken for Maritime, so on the shot chart, Dominican isn't overpowering them, but Dominican has been in control of the ball most of this game. Here's Vela in the box, knocked away nicely by Zach Hayes for Maritime, but the ball stays with Dominican. Musiana plays it to Mendez, gives it back to Musiana. Shot blocked by Holly, and Holly's able to pick it up and recover. So Holly with another save here, as he's looked pretty good early. He's got three saves in the first 15 minutes of this game, as the free kick is corralled by Vela and Road. So Dominican takes the ball right back. It's been all Dominican here early. Although it is a scoreless game, all the chances are coming Dominican's way. Two shots by Maritime so far, only one on target, and it was right at Eric Anderson. It's going to take a little more than that to score on Anderson. Bonacosta playing with Guevara, left side. Guevara operating with some room, trying to get one in the box, finds Musiana. Off foot kick, cross goal, just a bit wide. Musiana thought he had a chance for another one here, but it goes out for a goal kick. It's five shots now for Dominican to the two of Maritime, as Maritime hasn't had a sustained run at a goal in the last, it's got to be about 8 minutes now. As here comes the goal kick, and Vela is able to wrestle it away, but Maritime back on the ball. Melendez has it left side. Sloppy pass taken away. Dominican with a loose touch there. And Maritime back on the ball. A lot of good work going on from Marshall Feist, the junior forward out of San Diego. As Mitnick gets a long lead pass down the right side, cross into the middle, knocked away by Maritime. That was number 17, Alex Martinez, the junior defender out of Pleasanton, California. So it goes out for a Dominican throw. So it's Rode controlling right side. He's got Mitnick and Mendez. And he works it into Swap Musiana, who finds Mendez. Mendez trying to get in the middle to Guevara. But Guevara and Mendez are not on the same page there as it rolls all the way to the keeper, Holly, who picks it up with no problem. Free kick is away now, as it's going to find Chris Senes. Senes, the freshman midfield and defender out of San Diego. As Musiana tries to lead Rode, knocked away briefly before Musiana is back on the ball. Tries to work it to Mendez, but Mendez looked away just at the wrong moment, and the ball gets through to Maritime. But as it has been for most of this game, Maritime gets on the ball, and within two passes, it's right back to Dominican. So it's Cordova and Vela on the ball, working left side midfield. Still scoreless here, 15 minutes into this match. Hot day out here on the campus of Dominican University, as the players' feet are certainly going to be on fire during the middle of this game. Musiana working with Guevara. Here comes an attack. Tries to lead Mendez, but a nice sliding save there by Sikluski, the freshman out of San Francisco, California, to keep the ball from Mendez and having a free run at goal. It goes out of play for a Dominican throw-in. So Dominican will stay attacking here in this game. Cordova throws it in looking for Mendez, knocked away by Maritime, and it'll go out for another throw-in, and it'll be Cordova again. So Dominican has had a couple of chances, a couple missed passes, and an errant shot has led to no goal. As Mendez trying to control and get it in, knocks it out of bounds for another goal kick. Nathan Holly, the freshman keeper for Cal Maritime, has looked good so far in this one. He's got three saves on five shots. As Holly sends away the goal kick. Into the middle, just over the head of Guevara, controlled by Maritime. So Maritime working middle of the field. As it's taken away by Dominican and won right back by Maritime. This is the longest Maritime's been on the ball all game as they go all the way across to Melendez. Melendez works it back into Timon in the middle. Mitnick's trying hard to take that ball away. So Melendez coming up the sideline right in front of the booth here. Gets it into the middle. Sam Vela marking the man there, but this one's away. Led down the right side. It's going to be an opportunity for Sikulski to do something here in the far corner. He's going to look for a cross in, but it's denied by Senes, and Nuri Bonacasa comes back to help. It's Dominican back on the ball with David Mendez, just about midfield. Plays it back to Bonacasa, and Dominican's going to set up the offense again. They'll run it through Rode on the right side. He'll give it to Guevara with room to operate. Looking for the pass, and it'll be Mitnick on the right side who gives it up to Rode. Rode and Vela playing a two-man game here as we have our first whistle of the game, and it's going to be a call for a trainer to head out on the field. As it looks like it's a Maritime player who's injured. And it looks like it's going to be Sikulski. Sikulski runs over and it looks like Sikulski's just a little sick. It might be a little heat exhaustion or dehydration. You have to be really careful for out here on the turf wide open, direct sunlight, no cover. It's hot. It's incredibly hot out here. Sikolsky had to call timeout and run over to a trash can to let lunch come up a little bit. As it looks like that'll be it for Sikolsky on the game. As it may be a simple case of dehydration. It's 82 degrees out here in San Rafael. Sun directly above head, and turf easily adds about 10 degrees. So out on the field, you're running around in about 92 degrees. As Maritime does get the ball after the timeout, and they just boot it back to Anderson. Little nuance of soccer there. If timeout needs to be called, a team will kick it out of bounds, and if that happens, they give it back to the other team. So that's exactly what happened there. They weren't giving up possession. It's just one of the unwritten rules. As Dominican is on the ball now, it's going to be Rode right side. He plays it into Musiana, straight back to Rode. It's Dominican really just seems to be toying with Maritime, seeing what they have, seeing what their defense can handle. They've had a couple good runs. The passes haven't been on target. The ball's with Bonacosta in the left corner. He's working baseline, tries to cross one in. It's off a Maritime defender, and it stays in. Great hustle there from the Maritime defender, Martinez, as the ball does end up out of bounds, but it goes out for a Maritime throw-in. So great individual effort there from the junior defender, Alex Martinez, to win the ball back in the corner and kick it out off of Bonacosta to get his squad possession. Maritime's on the ball now, and before you can even finish saying Maritime's on the ball now, Musiana takes it right back. Ball's with Rode on the right side as Dominican's going to try and set up a scoring run here. Pedro Guevara, who missed all of last year on the ball, feeds Mitnick in the box. Mitnick working against two defenders, able to spin one off, but the other stays with him. Plays it back to Guevara with the left-hand, left-footed kick. Curves it in there, but right at Nathan Hawley, the keeper for Maritime. So, a shot on goal, but not much of a threat there from Guevara, as Hawley handles it easily for his forced save. As a whistle blows and a foul on Dominican, Chris Senes. And it'll be a free kick for Maritime here. 25 minutes left in the half, plus added time. Six shots for Dominican. Only two shots for Maritime to this point, as they've barely spent much time on the ball. Eric Anderson's only had to make one save, and it was a long, wasteful kick that was right at him. This one played in by Maritime, and a quick little touch in the middle by Timon almost gave Anderson a little trouble, but it went wide left. So, a shot, but not on goal, and Anderson will have a goal kick. Dominican will look to start a run here. DU 4-1 on the season, and they have been handling teams, which made the Azusa Pacific loss so surprising at 5-0. As Guevara has the ball in the middle, he's tripped by one defender, that's Edmiston, and fallen on by the other, that's Segundo. So, Guevara gets pancaked there. All three of them hit the ground, and it'll be a Dominican free kick. As on the ball, it'll be Swap and Davi Mendez. Coach Delano sends Vanderpool up into the box, the defender Vanderpool, but he's a big one at 6'2", 200 pounds. He's an aerial threat. Here comes the cross in from Swap. It finds a Maritime head, goes up, and Hawley's able to bat it away. Nice play by the keeper. Here comes Melendez, left side. And he'll cross it all the way to the other side of the pitch. Cordova thought he had it, but he misses. And Maritime now has a chance for a run, but a great effort by Cordova to just harass the Maritime player. I believe that was Weehan. And it was, and Cordova won it away, and out of frustration, Wahan tripped him up, knocked him down, so Dominican free kick. possession being dominated by Dominican here in this game, as I think Rode alone has spent more time on the ball than the entire Maritime team, and here is Rode. He sends Mendez down the right side, might be a bit long, but Mendez is going to chase it down, try and cross a corner in, and it goes out off of Melendez for a DU corner and another opportunity to score on a set piece. It's going to be Musiana sending this one into the middle. Last time Guevara, this time Swap. Vanderpool up, Rode up. Rode, an aerial threat himself at 6'3", the junior. So you might look for Vanderpool and Rode. They're both lining up back of the box. Rode comes front, Vanderpool stays back, cross in off a Maritime head, controlled by Bonacosta. He crosses one in the middle himself, and it finds the head of Chris Senes, who puts it right in past Nathan Hawley. No problem there. What a pass from Nuri Bonacosta. All Senes had to do was put his head in the way, and it was that easy for DU, who takes a 1-0 lead here with 22 left in the half. And their seventh shot is the one that finds the net for the first time this afternoon. Bonacosta to Senes, and the freshman with the easy goal. Hawley, the goalkeeper from Maritime, really had no chance there, as the set piece failed, but immediately after that, Bonacosta with a nice play. So we're back underway here as Maritime starts off the free kick, and they're going to control back in their own third. Bonacosta didn't just flick it into the middle to hope someone was there. He saw Senes the whole time, and he put it right on his head. Lead pass here from Maritime goes out of bounds for a Dominican throw. Is with 20 minutes left in the half, they will control the ball and control the score 1-0. Ball's at the feet of Rode now, as Rode and Musiana play back and forth. Musiana will keep it and give it back to Rode to Musiana. Rode and Musiana on the right side are really just keeping the ball away from Maritime, as David Mendez gets in the mix now. Here comes Rode down the right side to Mitnick. Mendez working in the middle, looking for Bonacosta, finds him, knocked away by Maritime, but recovered by Cordova on the far side. So it's Dominican ball, midfield. Guevara now with the forward pass to Mitnick, right side, going to look for a cross. Plays it left, gets past one defender, goes past the second, but he's tripped in the box. So Mitnick, with a great individual effort there, shakes one defender, goes right past another, and all the defender can do is trip him. And it's going to be a great opportunity here for Dominican to go up 2-0 as Guevara on the penalty kick looks to add to his goal total on the season after the great effort by Mitnick to get the opportunity from Guevara. He backs up on the ball and delivers the kick. Keeper goes left, ball goes right, and Guevara puts it right at the top of the goal for number two. Dominican leading 2-0 here. One from Senes, one from Guevara, thanks to the great effort by Mitnick, who got past two defenders, got tripped up in the box. And just like that, Dominican goes up 2-0, looking for their fifth win of the season. 20 minutes, 39 seconds left in the half that Dominican has thoroughly dominated to this point. The shot total is 8 Penguin shots to 2 Keelhauler shots. Keelhaulers are winning saves 4-1. That's because Eric Anderson's been only troubled one time. Anderson gets a ball played back to him from Senes, and he'll send Rode on his way down the right side. Rode and Vanderpool working together, looking for a pass upfield, and there's Guevara. Guevara, who just scored on the penalty kick, feeds Cordova far side. He'll head up the sideline, try and get it to Bonacosta, but that one will be out for a Maritime throw-in. The Penguins, who came into this game 4-1, under head coach John Delano, trying to tie the best start for a men's soccer team at 5-1. That happened back in 1996. A win today would do so, and they are up 2-0 here in the first half that they have really controlled. Throw is in, foul called on a push by Maritime, and the ball will go right back to the Penguins. Vela controlling midfield. He'll give it to Rode. Mendez and Pedro working in the middle, waiting for a pass. Mitnick gets the ball, turns a defender, finds Pedro in the middle. Slide tackle there by Maritime, but it's right out to Mitnick. Mitnick gets past one, gets past two, and the third one is able to kick it out for a free. No, it's a throw-in. I thought it was going to be a corner, but apparently it just stayed inside. As the throw goes into Vela, who's looking for a cross, he'll get past one defender, get the cross in, and the cross goes off of the body of Edmiston, the Maritime defender, and right into the hands of Holly. So Holly picks it up and kicks it downfield. Threat nullified for now, as the Penguins have spent so much time on the ball, I'm sure there will be more. This one is kicked down the field, and it looks like it went off the head of both players, but the referee will decide it went off the head of Feiss, the Maritime junior, last, so it's Dominican ball. And here's Vela midfield. Musciano works it into the middle. There's Mitnick. Mitnick's going to look to set somebody up. He'll dump it back to Pedro. Pedro's going to wind up for a long shot, but nice job there by Manny Segundo, the defender, to jump in front of that one, knock it out of bounds, but it is going to go for a corner kick, so Dominican's going to have a chance to add to the 2-0 lead here on this set piece. It's going to be Guevara crossing it in from the corner. No short man, so it's going into the box. Vanderpool up again. This one's into the middle and finds a Maritime head first. Mitnick is there on the rebound, tries to play it in, and it'll end up with Vela, who gets it to Guevara, right side, room to operate, crosses it, far side, Musciano gets past one defender with a long shot, tries to curve it in there, but doesn't quite get enough on it as it goes out of play, doesn't bother the keeper there, as Holly didn't even have to consider saving that one, as it'll be a goal kick. And we're going to have a substitution here for Maritime, as Ryan Jackson, the junior forward out of Palos Verdes, is going to check in for Maritime. And he's going to grab Patrick Wahan, the sophomore out of Laguna Niguel. So, Jackson in, Wahan out, free kick away, and Maritime's on the ball. Dominican leading 2-0 here. We're moving towards 15 minutes left in the first half of action. It's Penguins keel haulers here, as Cordova knocks the ball away and off of the leg of a Maritime defender. Dominican throw. Mendez receives the throw, gets knocked away, but is ultimately knocked out of bounds by Squire, so it'll be a Dominican throw again, and Cordova will be the thrower. Gets it in, plays it all the way back to Senes, and it'll go to Vanderpool, and Dominican will start their run from the back. It's going to be Rode, the junior forward out of Arcata, California, trying to get it into Guevara. Guevara gets it taken away. Mitnick looking to take it right back. Ball's out of bounds. It looked like it went off of a Maritime player, and this side judge is going to say it did. So here comes the throw from Rode. Vela is going to come up the sideline, find Guevara in the middle, and Guevara is going to look to advance the ball. It'll end up far side. Davi Mendez is trying to work his way all the way into the box. Runs into the fencing right behind the goal as he went just a bit too far there. Out of bounds, goal kick. So we hit the 15-minute mark left here in the first half. Dominican up 2-0, up 10 shots to 2. And I haven't seen possession numbers yet, but they seem hefty on the field. It seems like it's 80-20 Dominican. I'm sure it's less than that, but that's what it feels like. Goal kick out, played all the way back to Hawley, and he'll look to start things up again for Maritime. As Cordova is able to intercept the pass, control it to Mendez, who sends Bonacosta down the left side with the header, who feeds Mendez back, plays the ball into the middle. Nobody there, so Hawley will pick it up. As you can hear Coach Delano tell David to pass the ball. It looked like he was going to try and set himself up for a shot in the box. As Dominican's able to take the ball back, control in their own third. And it's with Vela in the middle. Vela looking to move it on, and he'll find Guevara. Guevara is going to send Rode on his way down the right side with room to operate, going to look for a cross in. Here it comes, and it's a sloppy one that goes over the fence and towards the science building back behind the goal. And it'll be out for another goal kick. That was the first real good deep run we've seen from a Dominican midfielder as Guevara got the ball and Rode had a free run down the right side, set him up beautifully, but couldn't get the cross in. Goal kick away here as it's played all the way back to Hawley on a one ricochet shot. Whistle blows and we'll see what the verdict is. There was some jostling at midfield. The head ref's addressing a player, and while it looks like there won't be a card, there will be a free kick. And this one's in scoring range. Guevara, Musiana, and Mendez surround the ball, discussing a little strategy. Does any one of those three have a legitimate shot of finding a corner here? Three-man wall in front of them. Guevara looks like he's going to take the kick, and he will. It's on, and it's curving, and it's over the goal. So Guevara took a run at it, just a bit high, as Hawley was over there, but watched it sail over the goalpost, out of bounds, for another goal kick. So Dominican, who's had all the chances in this game with 11 shots, lead 2-0, and they're not taking their foot off the gas pedal here. Goal kick away from Hawley. We'll see if Maritime can set up a run. As it's Marshall Feiss in the middle. He gets past one defender, but he's not able to get past the second one in Cordova. Ball rolls all the way back to the back line, but Rode's able to corral it. Give it to Musiana, back to Rode. And here's Vanderpool in the middle. So Dominican just controlling the ball in their own third. Get into the middle, and Bonacosta is going to look to attack like he always does. He'll feed Mendez in the middle. Mendez with the free run. The shot on goal right at Nathan Hawley, who knocks it down, but he ricochets it. He's not able to corral it. So it's out to Vela. As he'll look to play it in again. Mendez kicked it with the off foot. Plenty of power, not enough direction. As shot number 12 was blocked. Cross into the middle now, and it finds the head of Aaron Huff. So Maritime's able to win the ball back. As they're just passing it around in their own third here, not looking to advance it. There's no room to advance it, as Dominican has pulled all their mid-forwards way up. As Rode and Vela, Musiana are all in the attacking third. Maritime finally works it back to midfield, where Melendez controls it, gets it in there, but it ends up at the feet of Musiana, as it so often does. Plays it all the way back to the defense, and Cordova. Cordova will feed Musiana to Mendez in the middle. Vela wasn't quite ready for that pass, and it gets past him. Maritime ball. Maritime's going to try and run it back, but David Mendez is going to come all the way back on defense. Try and get the ball, but throws a little push in there too. Whistle blows, free kick Maritime. 10 minutes left in the half. Dominican leading 2-0. As Maritime tries to figure out who will take the free kick here. Free kick from midfield, crossed in there. Musiana blocks it towards the sideline, but Maritime's able to get on it. Fancy footwork there by Segundo, but it goes for naught, and here comes Guevara on the counterattack. Guevara feeds Mendez down the left side. He's running with Mitnick, Musiana, and Guevara, and Mendez will back it up, give it to Cordova midfield, and they'll set up the offense. It's going to be right side with Rode as he directs traffic. He's looking for a cross in. He'll just dump it back to Musiana, who'll get past one defender, but not the second, as Segundo will kick it out of play for a throw-in, and it'll be Rode. Vela comes streaking down the sideline, and he'll get it and give it right back to Rode. Cross in. Nobody can get ahead to it. It ends up with Musiana, who tries the shot on goal, but it's blocked by multiple defenders. Ricochets out. Musiana able to get back on the ball. It's Cordova looking for the right pass here. And the right pass, as it so often is to Musiana. Dominican controlling midfield. And Maritime able to intercept the pass, and it's Melendez, who almost has it taken away by Guevara, but he's able to win the ball, feed it back into the middle.
How's it work with injury subs? Can injuries go back in? Yeah, they can? Okay, thank you.
Maritime head coach Adam Christodoulou comes over to check on the rules with Sports Information Director Brandon Davis about injury subs checking back into a game, and it looks like it's going to be Sikulski checking back into the game. Sikulski came out early with a little bit of heat exhaustion. Threw up on the field, threw up in the trash can on the sideline and came out. And it looks like he'll be coming back in. Meanwhile, Vela has the ball midfield for the Penguins. He's looking to attack. Slide tackle in from the back. That's Marshall Feiss, but the slide tackle was not a clean one as he got Vela from behind, and Vela comes up limping. He clipped Vela's cleat. Vela went down pretty hard. It's going to be a Dominican throw-in. No, it's going to be a free kick here. As Vela continues to try and walk this one off, still hobbling around out at the top of the box. He got taken down pretty hard there. Musiana is going to have a word with the head official. I think Musiana might have wanted to see a card there, as it was a slide tackle from behind and not a very safe one. So it's going to be a Musiana free kick with Vanderpool pulled up. Here comes the cross into the middle, looking Vanderpool backside, finds the hand of Mendez, but with nothing on it, so Maritime able to control and clear it to Cordova at midfield. So Dominican still on the ball, but threat neutralized for now. Cross into the middle. Almost found Mitnick, but Holly with a nice job of coming out of the keep and knocking that one away. Played back to him. He'll pick it up. And he'll send Maritime on their way. So a nice play by the freshman Holly to come out aggressively and get that ball before Mitnick could just tap it in. Dominican is able to take the ball away midfield, play it back to Anderson, the keeper, who gets his first touch on the ball for about 20 minutes. He hasn't had much action today, as Maritime's only taken two shots, only one of them on goal, and it was right at him. So here comes Musiana down the right side. Feeds Mitnick. Mitnick with a free run, looking for a cross. He'll play it into the middle. He'll find Guevara, and Guevara will find the back of the net. So Pedro Guevara just sticks the foot out on the perfect pass from Mitnick, and it goes right in the back of the net. Holly had no chance. Mitnick to Guevara. 3-0 Penguins, as Sikulski will check in and Squire will check out. Sikulski, who came out injured earlier, as Squire will be done for the day. Just under 6 minutes left in the half here. 3-0 Penguins, as they've had all the opportunities. 13 shots to only 2 for Maritime and 3 goals to the none of Maritime. Mitnick just played a perfect ball into the middle where Guevara just had to stick a foot out and tap it in. Earlier, Bonacosta played one perfectly to the foot, to the head rather, of Senis, where all he had to do was lower the head and let it go straight in. So passing is ruling the day here for Dominican. And of course, sandwiched in between those two was a run by Mitnick where he got past 2 defenders in the box, got tripped up in the box, and a penalty kick was called. Guevara took it. That made it 3-0. Now Mitnick has it on the right side. Looked like he had a chance to cross it to Mendez in the middle, but he just goes ahead and boots it at the goal. It goes out of bounds. No problem there for Hawley as we hit the 5-minute mark left here in half number one. 14 shots now for Dominican as compared to the 2 of Cal Maritime, as Eric Anderson, the keeper for Dominican, is frankly not getting much work. 2 shots, only 1 on goal, and it was right at him. Ball's in the middle with Dominican, as Senes, who scored the first goal of the game, is able to control it. Gets it to Mucciano, who gives it away, taken by Zach Hayes. Maritime on the ball. There's a wrestling match over the ball at midfield as Mucciano gets a little frustrated and shoves Silas Collentine. But it is going to be a Maritime ball as the foul is called on Mucciano. So free kick Maritime. 4 minutes left in the half now plus stoppage. Here comes the Maritime free kick. Looking for the middle, but Sam Vela is up high to head it away. And Nuri Bonacosta controls left side to Cordova, to Mucciano. He'll play it back to Vanderpool as Eric Anderson again has Maritime get in the attacking third, but not trouble him. Cordova, left side, looking for the right pass. He's going to play it back to Mucciano. Mucciano into Bonacosta, working in the middle. Chip in, taken away by Maritime, and booted down the field by Edmiston. It's controlled by Mucciano now, and with 3 minutes left, Dominican has enough time to mount another attack here. Played into Guevara, left side. Whistle blown, and it looks like it's going to be a little shove called on Dominican. It's going to be a free kick from Maritime now. Just under 3 minutes left in the half. 3-0 Dominican. Fourteen shots for the Penguins as compared to 2 by Maritime. Maritime controlling midfield. Mendez trying to take the ball away. He can't. So Maritime is just unable to advance the ball against this swarming Dominican team. It's Bonacosta and Cordova working far side as Maritime's able to wrestle the ball away, but the pass is immediately given back to Dominican and straight to Corey Vanderpool, plays it back to Eric Anderson, who's only getting his 3rd or 4th touch of the game. That's always a good sign for a goalie when you're not getting trouble too much. Davi Mendez with the ball middle of the field. He'll find Rode. Rode will get it to Mitnick. Mitnick's going to cross into the middle. Guevara back to Mitnick on the give and go. Mitnick gets past 1 defender. Here comes Hawley sliding in and gets away from him. Mitnick with the shot on goal, but it's Alex Martinez, the defender, in the goal, laying out and kicking the Mitnick shot away. So some great defense there by Martinez on what seemed to be a sure Mitnick goal after Hawley slid for the ball and Mitnick was able to take it from him. Open net, but Martinez knocked it away, out of play, and it's going to be a Dominican corner. 1 minute left in the half here, as this possession right here will probably be the last of the half for either team. It's going to be Mucciano with the corner kick, as it's into the back of the box. headed by Bonacosta into the middle. He finds Senes, who pops it up, knocked away by Holly. Holly goes down amongst all the flying boots and is able to pick it up. So a lot of pressure there applied by Dominican. Senes was in there, so was Rode and Bonacosta, but Holly was able to get on the ground and pick that one up. Free kicks away, 30 seconds left in the half before stoppage time. As Dominican's on the ball, and Bonacosta heading down the left side. Long pass from Vela goes out of play for a Maritime throw-in. 3-0 here, Dominican. The story so far is the 3 goals on 15 shots for Dominican and the no goals on only 2 shots, with only one of them on goal for Maritime. Dominican controlling the ball back in their own third here as we hit the half with Dominican leading 3-0 and in complete control of this game, dominating possession, dominating the shot chart, and dominating the score. We'll be back with second half action. Penguins, Keel Haulers, right here on radio.dominican.edu. We're back here now with the second half of the game. Dominican leading 3-0 in this one as they completely controlled the entire first half. Much of the possession. They had 15 shots as compared to Maritime's 2. So Dominican will look to continue their run of dominance here in the second half. Couple of changes here. Both teams switching keepers as Patrick Rabbit, the freshman out of Petaluma, is in for Eric Anderson on the Dominican side, and Tyler Talon is going to take over the goalkeeping duties from Nathan Holly for Maritime. In there now for Dominican, Danny Manfred checks in, and before you can even finish naming the substitutions, a long run down the right side by Nuri Bonacosta ends up in a goal. So a rough start for Tyler Talon, the new goalkeeper for Maritime, as in the first 30 seconds he's in the game, he gives up another goal. 4-0 Dominican now, as it seems to be that the question is moving away from will they win number 5 to how many will they win number 5 by, as they are in complete control of this game. 30 seconds into half number 2, it's now 4-0 as Musiana controls right in front of the booth. He's going to play it back, and Dominican will just control on the defense. Dominican not a team that'll be content with a 4-goal lead. They'll keep pushing it. When you have people that can put the ball in the back of the net, like Bonacosta, Mendez, Guevara, Mitnick, you're not going to see scoring. Vela's still in there as he's controlling midfield. Tries to turn around and gets knocked over by number 8 on Maritime. That's Jeff Squire. Just push Vela, so it'll be a free kick. Vela stretching out the leg. He got tripped up earlier from behind, so he may be still feeling the effects from that. Meanwhile, ball's in the hands of, or the feet rather, of Cordova down the left side. He's in the corner. He's going to play a left-footed cross in. Back of the goal to Mendez. Blocked by Talon, as Mendez had a chance at that one. Tally, another shot there for Dominican at 17. As Maritime had the ball. Bonacosta knocked it away, and it'll be a Maritime throw-in. Sokolsky is going to throw it in. He'll look for Squire, but Musiana knocks it away, but Maritime's able to stay on the ball. It's Colantine playing into the middle where there is nobody, so Bonacosta on the ball now for Dominican. Swap streaking down the left side. Nuri's just going to play it back into the middle to Sam Vela. We're in the second half here of the game. Dominican University Penguins against the Keel Haulers of Cal Maritime Academy. Maritime came into this one 0-3. Dominican is 4-1, looking to extend it to 5-1 with the 4-0 lead they have here. It's just staggering to look at the scoreboard and see 17 shots to 2. 17 shots from Dominican shouldn't surprise too many people as they have a potent offensive attack. But the defense is the unsung hero, only giving up 2 shots. One was on goal, and it was right at Eric Anderson. Truly impressive stuff here from all phases of the Dominican team. Cordova has the ball left side. He's going to look to get it in. Gives it to Musiana. He'll play it into the middle. He'll go with a long shot near side, and it misses by feet. As Swap's going to pick up a yellow card here. That was from a shove much earlier. So a yellow on Musiana. As he doesn't seem too bothered by it. It is 4-0 Penguins, and they're dominating this game. Maritime ball, far side. As they're just going to control in their own third. Bonacosta is going to try and take the ball back, but Maritime able to recover. And it's Musiana that comes in to take the ball away. Whistle blows, and it's going to be a free kick for the Penguins. Musiana is going to play it in quickly to Guevara, who's going to take on one defender and beat him. The second defender is able to get in front of the left-footed shot from Guevara to knock it down before it bothers Talon, the keeper. But Dominican, after a couple of ricochets, is able to handle the ball. Musiana tries to play a ball into the sweeping Mitnick, but it's knocked away nicely by Alex Martinez. Maritime on the ball now. Popped up, and Senes has a beat on it. He's going to play it back and into the middle. Vanderpool will control and send Danny Manfred on his way down the right side. Dominican just laying back here. They're going to pick their opportunity to strike, and when they do, it's usually lethal. Wind picking up a bit here. It's a hot day to be directly in the sun out on the turf for these players. As Guevara on the right side tries to get past the defender but is unable to beat. It looks to be Ben Timone, the 6'3 freshman defender for Maritime. With a nice piece of work to stop Guevara in his tracks. It's going to be played down the right side by Maritime, but it's going to get away from everybody, and Senes is going to pick it up for Dominican. It's going to be Vela controlling midfield. Substitution set for Dominican is it's going to be Joshua Godoy, the freshman out of Novato, California, went to nearby San Marin High School, as it's played in by Dominican and knocked out by Maritime. Musiana on the ball, tries to keep it in, narrowly is unable to do so. So it's going to be a throw in for Maritime. As Swap gets another little talking to from the referee. Maritime throw is knocked out by Musiana and played on the sideline by Delano, the fourth-year coach for the Penguins, for another Maritime throw. 4-0 here as this game stalled out a little bit since the goal in the 46th minute by Nuri Bonacosta. As both teams are just kind of control, Dominican looking to control the pace and grind down the clock. Maritime trying to force the ball upfield, but every time they do, it's the slop's a bit passy, or the pass is a bit sloppy, rather, as it's normally been Cordova, but Vanderpool and Senes are always right there to take it away, too. So Vela in the middle is controlling, gets it to Bonacosta, who's thinking about a long shot. He's going to wind up and take it, and It's not even close. Won't bother the keeper, Talon, as Godoy, the freshman, will sub in. And it's going to be Swap coming out for Godoy. So that'll close the book on Swap for the day. Swap did much of the controlling for Dominican at midfield, picking out the right people to send down the sideline. Did pick up a yellow card, however, and in a 4-0 game that Dominican completely controls, heading into a game against Holy Names, they are going to go ahead and rest Swap, the transfer, as Guevara has it in the box, tries to chip one back across, but it's knocked out by Sikulski, who came out of the game earlier. He seemed to be sick. It was most likely dehydration or heat exhaustion of some sort. And he came back in after resting for about half an hour and picking up a little water. Corners played in short. Ends up at the feet of Cordova, who tries to launch a left-footed kick at the goal, but it won't bother the keeper, Talon, as it sails out of play, and it will be a goal kick for Maritime. Still 22 shots for Dominican, 2 shots for Maritime, as the ball has primarily stayed in the attacking third for Dominican. Maritime free kick here after a little bit of a trip by a Dominican defender, but it'll be played by Godoy to Vela. It'll end up on Cordova. He's got Bonacosta, finds him. Bonacosta with Mendez waiting in the middle, feeds Bonacosta back down the left side. He's streaking. He's going to have a chance here. Tries to play one in, but a nice job there by Silas Collentine to knock that one away as Bonacosta had Mendez in the middle. Maritime tries to play it forward, but Vanderpool is there. He'll play it back to Rabbit, the freshman goalie who took over for Eric Anderson at the half. And Dominican will be back in control. It's Guevara, midfield, plays it up to Mitnick. I haven't seen much from Mitnick here in the second half as they've been staying mostly on the left side of the field. But Mitnick gets a run here, gets into the middle, finds Vela. Vela trying to pick out a pass. And he's going to get it to Guevara, right side. Guevara directing traffic, telling Mendez where to go. Guevara gets past one. Left foot kick right at the keeper, Talon. If he could have got a little more direction on that one, it might have been good. But Guevara with a good job to beat a defender and get an open shot. As we've seen Guevara return from injury with a bang. He's just scoring like crazy this year. He's got 2 in this one. One off a penalty kick, and one off a beautiful low cross from Mitnick, where all he had to do was stick the foot out. As another substitution set here for Dominican is Patrick Davis, the freshman out of Seattle, Washington, is waiting to check in. As Maritime had the ball briefly, but Dominican takes it right back. It's Mendez and Guevara pushing it up the field. They have Mitnick right side. They'll find him. Mitnick coming back into the middle. He's going to send Mendez on a long run down the right side. He's going to look to cross it in. Gets it right past the foot of Guevara and knocked out by a Maritime defender. But it's knocked out to the sideline where David Mendez is waiting for it. Mendez is going to work in himself, try and chip it into Bonacosta, who really has no play on it. And it goes out wide, and Maritime is the team there. It looks like there's a man down for Dominican, and it seems to be David Mendez. He's shaking out his right hand back there. He did take a spill after he tried to cross that last one into Bonacosta. Godoy had it in the middle. He'll play it back to Vanderpool, and the Penguins will look to set up the offense again. It's going to be Guevara midfield. He has Mendez right side. That's who he's going to go to. Substitution ready now for Cal Maritime is Patrick Wahan, the sophomore out of Laguna, is going to check back in, and he's going to grab Ryan Jackson. Meanwhile, Guevara in the middle of the field working with Mitnick. Just leaves it off for Mitnick, who gives it back to Guevara. Guevara back to Mitnick as the two-man game is going strong here. Mitnick sends Mendez down the right side, but it's taken away there nicely by Juan Melendez. So Melendez on Mendez as Davis checks in for Dominican and Wahan checks in for Maritime. There's going to be another substitution at the next stoppage, or they'll just send him in now. Corey Vanderpool's coming out for Dominican, and they're going to send in Manny Sandoval Gutierrez, the sophomore out of Antioch. So Manny Sandoval Gutierrez in. As Mendez is going to come inside, get some water, and he's going to come out. He took the spill and hurt his hand trying to cross it into Bonacosta earlier. So it looks like they're going to shut down Mendez for the day. Just about half an hour left in this one. Dominican leading 4-0. 22 shots to 2 still. It's Dominican in complete control. As Guevara dumps it off to Mitnick. Here comes Dominican on a charge. Mitnick spins it back middle, gets it to Guevara. He's got Bonacosta and Jackson in the middle, but Guevara's going to try a off-foot shot of his own, but it's not even close. Won't bother the keeper there, as it'll go out for a goal kick. So it's going to be a kick for Maritime here, who has not really had a sustained rally at all in this game. They've only had one shot, and it was a long one, and it really didn't bother the keeper, who at the time was Eric Anderson much. Since then, Patrick Rabbit, the freshman out of Petaluma, has taken over the goalkeeping duties, and he hasn't even come close to seeing the ball yet. Dominican controlling in the attacking third. It's Guevara, leaves it off for Mitnick, right corner. He's going to look to play a ball in. Nobody there. But he finds Velu, winds up for a long shot, skips one in there, but Talon is able to scoop it up and control it for Maritime. And he'll boot it downfield and see if Maritime can make something happen here. Maritime is struggling just to advance it to midfield as they get across midfield. But for only the second time in the half. It's going to be a throw in here for Maritime. As they immediately play it back and out of bounds. There's going to be a substitution here for Dominican as Nuri Bonacosta, who scored earlier in this half, 30 seconds in to be exact, will come out. And Carl Fitzgerald, the sophomore out of Riverside, California, will check in for the Penguins. Throw goes long and into the freshman Davis, who sends Fitzgerald down the left side. He just checks in and immediately has a chance to cross one in here. Left foot cross knocked out by Silas Collentine, who has had some nice defending instances in this game for a corner kick. And another Dominican sub here, as it's going to be Yorgo Letzos, the junior out of Carlsbad, California, is going to go in, and he's going to grab Mitnick. So Mitnick will get the rest of the game off here. Dominican leading 4-0, and a corner kick on the way. It looks like it's going to be Guevara sending this one into the middle, looking for the head of Fitzgerald, but it's way over his, but Dominican's still on the ball. It's taken away now by Melendez, but it goes out of bounds as he's not able to control it for a Dominican throw-in, as they'll continue to attack in this game. Throw-in by Manfred into the box, looking for Fitzgerald. Headed out by Zach Hayes of Maritime for another corner. And Dominican's going to have a chance to work the set pieces here late in this game that they lead 4-0. 24 shots for Dominican now. Still only 2 for Maritime. I just can't get over that stat. The Dominican defense has been so solid that Maritime can barely pass midfield, and the offense has been so controlling that Maritime can hardly ever touch the ball. Here comes Guevara's cross into the middle. Finds the head of Delgado. Skips it in. Headed it straight off the ground and up into the top shelf. So Manny Delgado Gutierrez. Make that Manny Sandoval Gutierrez with the goal. Off the set piece. Dominican has had so many chances. Finally able to finish one. Gutierrez, 6'1" defender, was able to get up high and head that one straight down. As another couple of subs for Dominican, it's going to be number 18, Robin Goldschmidt, and number 25, John Sansone. Sansone, the junior out of San Luis Obispo, and Goldschmidt, the junior out of Carmel, as they'll pull Vela and Senes. So the substitutions continue here for Dominican. As Maritime has the ball back in their own third of the field. Down 5-0. We're under 30 minutes left to go in this one. Dominican certainly looks like they'll be moving on to their 5-1 record. Don't want to count your eggs before they hatch. But Dominican has been in complete control, and it's going to take a small miracle for Maritime to put up 6 goals in about 20 minutes. Ball lost as Davis will send Fitzgerald down the left side. He's going to be working in the corner, but he's there ahead of everybody, so he's got no help. He'll play it in to Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt will find Guevara. Guevara thought about winding it up for a deep shot, but instead he'll play it into Davis, who will try a shot of his own right off of the leg of Alex Martinez. Won't bother the keeper there, as Maritime is back on their way. Maritime is able to get the ball across midfield, but there's nobody there, so it'll be Sansone to play it back to Rabbit. And Rabbit getting his first touch of the second half. It took 20 minutes, but the new freshman goalie is able to touch the ball. Not a shot, because there hasn't been a shot by Maritime for about 40 to 45 minutes in this one. As Dominican controlling on the far side of the field. And Sansone's going to get the long cross-field pass. Corral it before it goes out of bounds and play it into the middle to Godoy. Dominican content to just control the ball, wind this clock down. If opportunity presents itself, they will strike, but they have certainly started to lay off since going up 4-0 here in the second half. It's 5-0 now. As Guevara has it. Guevara working in the middle. Works a give and go there with Davis, but it's taken away by Maritime. Maritime looking to mount a counterattack. A lot of men were up there for Dominican. There may be room in the backfield, but Maritime takes too long, and Dominican's able to recover. Melendez with a couple of nice moves to sneak past the defender, and Melendez will get past two. He's into the box. He's trying to work on two defenders. He'll play it back to Sokolski. Long shot in there from Maritime, and really no trouble there for Rabbit, as it was so far outside he didn't even have to think about saving it. So it is a shot for Maritime, but certainly not one on goal, as we'll have another couple of substitutions here for Dominican. It looks like it's going to be Drake Albi and Ryan Schilling checking in, with Pedro Guevara and Evan Cordova checking out for the Penguins. So Albi in, Schilling in, as the substitutions continue here for Dominican. As the starting lineup is completely out now, and we'll finally get a chance to see these DU backups. They have a very deep, very talented team. And the bad news for this Maritime team is the backups may be in, but that means they weren't the ones scoring the goals earlier. So these backups are going to be the ones that want to pour in some goals of themselves. So Maritime needs to be careful. It's going to be Schilling at midfield, looking to pick out a pass. He'll work it into Fitzgerald, and it'll come all the way back out to Sandoval Gutierrez, and Dominican will set up again. Far right side at the feet of Letzos, He'll send Davis down the right side. But some nice defending there by the Maritime sophomore Zach Hayes. As there's a couple men on the ground. Davis goes in for a slide tackle on the aforementioned Hayes. And both of them hit the ground. Whistle blows. It'll be a free kick for Maritime. So all substitutions in here for the Penguins. But that means very little because of how deep and talented this team is. Manfred, the Dominican defender working on the ball, able to get it away from Melendez. And Dominican is back in possession. A bit of a sloppy pass there from Manfred, and it's taken away by Maritime. And Maritime gives the ball right back. So it's Fitzgerald working midfield. Gets it to Letzos on the right side. Letzos is looking to run. He finds someone to run with, and Davis tries to play it back, but it's knocked away, and Maritime back in control. So Maritime with the ball in their own third. Looking to pick out a pass. Almost down to 20 minutes left in this match. That Dominican leads 5-0. 5 goals on 25 shots for Dominican. As Letzos is working in the middle, looking for Albi, can't find him, knocked away, ricochets off a couple of players, and it ends up with Fitzgerald for Dominican. Fitzgerald to Goldschmidt, back to Fitzgerald, and he'll find Manfred in the back, play it forward to Letzos. These substitutes are looking to score a goal of their own here for Dominican. Ball all the way back out to Manfred, but Dominican stays in possession as they have most of this game. Letzos with the cross in, looking for Davis, but knocked away there by Alex Martinez. Ball stays with Dominican, though. Schilling plays it in. Davis has a shot at it, knocked away. Goldschmidt on it for Dominican, plays it to Letzos. Letzos is going to look to pick out an open player. It'll be Manfred. He'll chip it in the middle, find Fitzgerald, who corrals it. Tries to make a move. Sets up Davis for the shot over the goal. It's going to be a substitution here for Maritime as Manny Segundo is going to check in for the Keel Haulers. It's 21 minutes left in the game here. 5 goals on 26 shots for the Penguins. No goals on 3 shots for the Mariners. As the substitutions are done and it's going to be Squire coming out and the goal kicks away. Controlled by Dominican. Davis with Albi to his left will play back to Fitzgerald. Now Fitzgerald will pick out Albi. Albi will play it into the middle and it'll be booted away out onto Bell Avenue by Alex Martinez, who's going to send somebody in search for a ball on the other side of the street. And Dominican back in control. Godoy plays it back to Sansone. And Dominican will control from their own half of the field. Ball still with Sansone here. Left side. Looking to advance it. Just going to hand it to Fitzgerald in the middle. Has nothing to do with it but play it back to Sandoval. Sansone, left side, Schilling. Schilling able to get it into the middle to Godoy. Something may be on here for Dominican. Godoy plays it into the middle. Albi chases after, but it's just a bit out of his reach. Talon, the goalkeeper, is able to pick it up. No problems there. As the kick by Talon goes long and to Sandoval Gutierrez, who plays it to Schilling, and Dominican back on the offensive. Davis has it in the middle, is able to get it out to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald and Albi by the ball, played into the middle to Goldschmidt. Right side now to Letzos, as he's going to push it forward. Finds Fitzgerald in the middle, but nothing to do there but get the ball taken away. As Marshall Feist is able to intercept that pass for Maritime. But Maritime, like they have all game, struggling just to get it out of their own half of the field. As Dominican is just covering them like a blanket. Goldschmidt able to knock this one away, and it rolls all the way back to Talon at the goal. So it's going to be Maritime ball. We'll see if they can hold on to possession. The kick is away from Talon and won by Dominican. So it's Letsos, right side, into Fitzgerald, working in the middle with room. He'll just play it back to Manfred. They'll set up the offense again. Fitzgerald at midfield, and Dominican's just laying back here. They'll just sit back and wait for an opportunity to show itself. They're not going to try and force the action here. Up 5-0 with 18 minutes left in this match. As Maritime is able to win the ball back, but Manfred takes it back immediately. And here comes Godoy down the right side for Dominican. Little help in the middle, but it's knocked away by Zach Hayes for a Dominican throw. They have Albie in the middle, Schilling behind him. Now Davis and Godoy work their way into the middle. We'll see if it's going to be a long throw from Letsos. It's going to be short. And knocked out. Ball goes out for a Dominican corner. It's going to be Letsos kicking the corner. We'll see if they find Gutierrez again. Ball's in the middle. All it can find is a Maritime player. Albie had a chance at it, but it's knocked away. But Godoy's on the ball for Dominican left side. He'll cross it into the middle. He's looking for a DU head. Can't find one. Talon in there to knock it away. He was down. Shot on. Knocked down. A second chance there by Davis, and he just shanks it. Right. Open net. Couldn't convert. Goes out for a goal kick, but Dominican is up 5-0, so that won't hurt too bad. Squire checks in. Marshall Feist checks out. 28 shots now for Dominican. As it'll be a goal kick for Maritime. Kicked into the middle. Maritime loses control immediately. It's Davis to Letsos, and they're attacking again. Fitzgerald goes to the left side to Godoy. Godoy looking for Albie. Albie able to wrestle it away from the defender. And it finds the foot of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald plays it back. Sansón back to Fitzgerald. Nothing to do there, as Fitzgerald is left in a tough spot. But the pass from Maritime is errant. And Manny Sandoval Gutierrez was able to pick it up. Ball goes all the way across the field to the far side. It's at the feet of Manfred, who will slow things down and pick out a pass. He'll find Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt works it in the middle, and then it's right back out to Manfred. Manfred finds Letsos right side. He's got some room. He tries to get past the defender, and he cannot, as it's knocked out of bounds for a Dominican throw. So Dominican staying in control here, staying on the ball, as Garrett Mitchell, the senior out of Helena, Montana, for Dominican, will be checking in, and he's going to grab Drake Albie. Throw in from Dominican, and Manfred tries to play it into Goldschmidt, but he loses it. Ball goes out for a Maritime throw-in. As we're inside the 15-minute mark here left in the match, Dominican leading 5-0. 28 shots for Dominican as they have controlled this game. Maritime holding it in the middle. Tried to swing it outside to Martinez, who wasn't ready, so it rolls out for a Dominican throw. Brian Bonucci, the team manager, picks it up, sets it up for Schilling, and Dominican back in control. Fitzgerald controlling middle of the field. Find Schilling left side, nobody on him. He's going to have a chance to cross one in here, but instead he'll back it out to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will play one back and all the way across the field to Sandoval, who will lose it momentarily but win it back and play it back to Sansone. Schilling and Godoy working together here to get the ball into the middle. Played towards Mitchell but knocked away momentarily before Dominican's able to get their feet back on that one. And Sansone at midfield pushing forward. Finds Schilling down the left side. Looking to cross one in. He'll play it back to Fitzgerald. We'll just back it up to Sansone and Dominican will start the offensive again from midfield. Free run here for Davis. Nobody in front of him. He'll cross it into the middle, but knocked away by Ben Timone. A couple of substitutions set to come in for Dominican as Drake Albee is ready to check back in. And we're going to have to find out who the second player is because he's not listed. Maybe a number change here. We'll find out in momentarily. Garrett Mitchell trying to win the ball back in the middle of the field. As Maritime gets it across, but it has it immediately taken away. As we get a confirmation on number 12, it's Justin Reed, the sophomore out of Idlewild, California, switching the number to 12. So it'll be Reed and Albee set to check in for the Penguins. And a free kick for Maritime at midfield. They'll flick one into the middle as Sandoval is the one who gets his head on it, gets it out of bounds, and it ends up being a throw for Dominican. Marshall Feist is going to check in for Patrick Wahan. As Patrick Rabbit, the freshman goalkeeper for Dominican, plays the ball in, and just his second touch of the second half, which is when he came in. 5-0 Dominican here. This one just about over. 11 minutes left in this match. Ball's on the side with Schilling as Dominican continues to just play it around. Godoy into the middle. Fitzgerald, he'll play it back again. So Dominican not trying to advance too hard. Just trying to move the ball, play a little keep away, milk the clock. 28 shots by Dominican, only 3 for Maritime. As the ball's over in front of the broadcast booth and Schilling is able to save it from hitting the gear. So we thank Ryan Schilling for that. Only 1 save on the day for Dominican goaltenders, and that was Eric Anderson, who had one shot from far away straight at him. So not much work for the keepers here. As Letzos has the ball in the box, goes low, but Talon is able to save it. And Maritime crosses it into the middle. And they'll be back on the ball. And we'll see if they can get their first sustained run of the game going. Just 10 minutes left here in this one. And Dominican takes it right back. It's Letzos running with friends. Fitzgerald at the top of the box goes with the left foot shot, blocked by Alex Martinez, the defender. And it ricochets all the way out to the left, the feet of Davis. Davis working his way back towards the middle. Not a lot of help here, as he'll just play it back to Godoy. And it'll go back to the Dominican defenders to set up again. Dominican just passing the ball around the backfield, milking this clock. 9 minutes left in this match now. Dominican leading 5-0, set to move their record to 5-1, which will tie their best start since 1996. Their next game will be against Holy Names, and it'll be the first time Holy Names plays against Dominican as a member of the PacWest Conference. So the conference debut here at Dominican for Holy Names. That is going to be happening on the 25th. That is a Tuesday. 25th is going to be a packed day for Dominican Radio. There's going to be soccer and volleyball action. So DU Sports on radio.dominican.edu all day Tuesday. And at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the great Salman Rushdie, who has been in the news as of late, will still be making his appearance at Dominican. Some thought maybe he wouldn't in light of the recent happenings in the Middle East. But Rushdie will still be appearing here at Dominican University, and that'll be on at 7 o'clock Tuesday night as he is going to be speaking at Angelico Hall. So that's something to look forward to for sure. And immediately after Rushdie, as soon as that talk is over, the women's volleyball game will be on. So all day, Dominican Radio is going to be the place to be with all sorts of actions, not just sports. We're going to have soccer. We're going to have Salman Rushdie. We're going to have volleyball. Maybe student programming earlier in the day, so don't miss out on Tuesday as we're just working our way towards the end of this match, 5-0 Dominican. They've controlled most of the game, if not all of it. Maritime got off 2 shots early, and since then have only taken 1. 29 shots for Dominican. 1 penalty kick, and Guevara was able to convert it. As we're down to 7 minutes left in the match here, and it's elementary now as the game is, in essence, over. But you won't see either of these two teams quit. Davis with the ball finds Mitchell in the middle, back to Goldschmidt. And they'll just play it back to the Dominican defense now to play a little more keep away. So Dominican is set to just wind this clock down. Ball forward to Schilling. They might have 1 run left in them. Schilling will play it into Davis. Davis back to Godoy. Godoy into the middle. Fitzgerald with Friends. He'll give it off to Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt will work it into the middle of the box. Go for the left-footed try, but 30 to 40 feet to the left of the goal. No trouble there, as we'll have the substitutions in now. Albi and Reed set to check in for Dominican and Feiss for Maritime. It's going to be Patrick Davis out for Dominican and Danny Manfred out. And for Maritime, it's going to be Patrick Wahan. Maritime with the ball in their own half. They haven't had a run in this game. Maybe time for that. And just as I say that, Godoy intercepts a pass and plays it back to Rabbit, the goalie. And Dominican will be back on the ball. Dominican controlling here. Reed, who just checked in, is on the ball. He'll play it back to the middle to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald to Mitchell to Letzos. Back to Mitchell with the low cross in, but there's nobody there for Dominican. So it'll be kicked out and back into Dominican's possession. Dominican has spent nearly the entire game on the ball, as Maritime will boot it out of bounds for a Dominican throw. And it'll go into Godoy. But Godoy will miss it. And Maritime will try and chip a shot over the head of Rabbit, who is way out of the goal. But he's able to recover in plenty of time. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in this one. As now you just want to get out of this game healthy, as Goldschmidt chips it forward. Albi giving chase, but Talon, the goalie, came out to deflect that one. But Dominican stays on the ball. It's going to be Schilling down the left side. He'll leave it off for Godoy, who's going to try and cross it into the middle. Can't find anybody. Bumped by Goldschmidt, knocked away by Martinez for Maritime. And Maritime is able to clear the ball momentarily. They have a chance for a counterattack here, but they'll slow it down and play for 1 shot. Long pass, fed in, looking for Feist, but Schilling is going to win that ball for Dominican. Played forward for Albi, but he has two defenders on him, and those defenders are able to get it away from him. Melendez now working for Maritime. Haven't heard much of Melendez here in the second half. As a whistle blows, and they'll call a push on Schilling. So it'll be a free kick for Maritime. 5-0 Dominican here. Dominican with their 5 goals on 30 shots. Maritime, no goals on only 3. 3 minutes left in the game, and this free kick right here from about 30 meters out may be the best chance for Maritime all day. Here comes the cross in. And it's going to fall to the ground without being touched. Bicycle kick from Feist, but it goes for naught as this one is played out for a throw. And it looks like it's going to remain Maritime ball. It's going to be Martinez to throw in for Maritime. As he'll work it into Feist, but Godoy will win it. And Goldschmidt will control middle of the field. Goldschmidt at midfield is going to lead it forward for Albi, who has it taken away by a couple of defenders, but it goes out to Schilling. Played up to Albi. Albi thought he had a chance to get through, but Sikulski with a nice defensive effort by Maritime to knock it away. Dominican back on defense now as Squire is attacking on 3 defenders, but he's not able to get past all of them. He got past 2, but not Sandoval Gutierrez, and that one's knocked out by Dominican for a Maritime throw. It's 1:30 left in this one. As Melendez is covered by 3 Penguins, and it's taken away. Fitzgerald has it. Dominican not just going to dribble out the last 1:30. They're going to attack here. They'll play it forward to Letsos, who's going to streak down the right side. He'll pull up, wait for the rest of his team to catch up to him. Leave it off for Reed. And it'll go out for a Maritime throw. So Maritime throws it in. They're controlling in their own third. Try to play it to the middle, but Albie's there to intercept the pass. He has it top of the box, working on 2 defenders. Tripped up a little bit, no foul called. Maritime ball. We're under 1 minute left here in this one. Dominican leading 5-0, looking to advance to 5-1. As Fitzgerald has it, middle of the field for Dominican. Do they have another one in them? Albie has it, left side of the box. He'll work middle, look to shoot one in, but Martinez gets a foot in front of it. Played out to Fitzgerald, has it left corner, covered by Sikulski. As it goes out, and it looks like they're going to say it's off of Maritime for a DU corner. 15 seconds left in this one, so this will be it, as Godoy controls, and Godoy is just going to pass it back to Rabbit. Milk the clock here. 5 seconds, Dominican leading 5-0, as you'll hear the final buzzer, and Dominican is able to put away the keel haulers, 5-0 here, 5 goals on 30 shots for Dominican, as they improve to 5-1, their best start that they have had since 1996. They'll be back at it on Tuesday against Holy Names. Be sure to tune in Tuesday for soccer and a Salman Rushdie speech, and women's volleyball. A lot happening on Dominican Tuesday. Until then, I'm Brian Sanchez. I'd like to thank you for tuning into today's action. Dominican wins 5-0, pushes the record to 5-1. You've been listening to radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great day.